I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at ISMG Corp. Today I'm speaking with Krista Arndt, who is Associate CISO at St. Luke's University Health Network. We're going to be discussing AI governance in healthcare. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
So, Krista, what are you seeing in terms of the top governance challenges for healthcare entities in safely and securely deploying AI across clinical, operational, and other sorts of areas within their organizations? It just seems like there's a lot of sprawl. How do you control that?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So I approach governance from two different perspectives. So our organization has our administrative governance, the shall and shall nots, and the technical governance. And so truthfully, we've done a phenomenal job very quickly with the administrative, the shall and shall not governance. We have a lot of really smart folks helping us out there. But I think what was the larger challenge was going to be the technical governance. And when I say the technical governance, it's going to be the tool capabilities that augment traditional security controls. And so there are a lot of traditional controls that apply to securing artificial intelligence, regardless of how deeply you use it, whether it just be like ML or are you doing the autonomous AI to AI agents. But understanding how to not just overspend on technology and spend strategically on controls that matter and A, augment where you need to augment, and B, fill gaps where you don't have controls has been the most critical because in healthcare, we still have to be fiscally conscious stewards so that way we can divert investment to patient care.
So what's at stake if these issues are not addressed?
Truthfully, one of the biggest risks of AI when it comes down to it, you hear all about the attack vectors, is going to be the data exfiltration and data loss. And so we will harp on this no matter what we are facing in security, is that patient data is evergreen. And so you can't treat patient data like you treat an account number in finance where you can reissue the account number. The patient has to live with your security decisions for the rest of their life. And so we are really focused on the core asking, it's always the five whys, right, that we first learn in process improvement, but why does it matter? And when it comes down to it, it really is the patient data. And secondly to that is going to be patient care disruption. So what we're seeing is a few different significant attack vectors, which is going to be to not only steal the data, because it is a hot commodity on the dark web, but also to, for whatever reason, but disrupt the patient care and essentially render clinical decisions ineffective, right? So imagine if you were attacked through, you know, the veracity and velocity of AI augmented attackers right now, and they were able to get into your EMR system and disrupt some patient interactions, right? So I want to say maybe a clinical outcome is going to be reduced, and we're very conscious of our clinical outcomes. We're number one in quality across the nation right now, and we want to maintain that. And also patients that could be on life-saving devices, there really is a human core impact that we're worried about.
Now, how are you approaching these issues in your own organization? If you kind of boil it down, I know it's a pretty big, you know, strategy, and you know, you went over this at the conference today. If you boiled it down, what would you say, you know, the key points are to the way you're approaching this, these issues with governance and AI?
Agile governance. You can't set it and forget it with a framework, because AI is changing so quickly. You have to also have a proactive control and governance to assess what is constantly going on. One of the reasons I love small conferences like this that are very healthcare centric and packed with information is because we are sharing the latest and greatest. There are some vendor partners here that are doing research that we can't do as a healthcare organization that allows us to make better decisions. So I would say, number one, remain agile. You cannot be the department of no, because in healthcare it is going to lead to suffering of your organization, and especially if you're a rural hospital or covering underserved areas, you are affecting people's lives. So I think the other thing to keep in mind is really from a technical governance perspective, and I'm going to harp on governance, right, is going to be some sort of AI control plane. So you can corral everything on the AI superhighway going on within your organization into one central location, and then contextualize that data, feed it into your security tools, feed it into your clinical decision making, and also, again, the data loss prevention and just the identity management are going to be some of the core controls from a technical perspective.
So for your own suggestions for other healthcare organizations to get started, if they really have not begun to address some of these AI governance issues, you know, again, rural community hospitals perhaps, where, you know, they don't have, you know, deep resources to manage these issues, what's your advice for, you know, at least getting started with tackling these issues?
I would say, so I come from small healthcare before this. We were about 3,500 folks spread across three national markets, and so we had a lot of small clinics, so this resonates with me. And really it is strategically, as a CISO, you have to be a business leader first and find the key players that are going to help on both fronts, right? It's a governance issue, not a technology issue, so the business impact of it and the business use cases are going to be the most critical information. So, you know, our ACMIO, Charlie, has been phenomenal and really led this charge with our CIO to gain critical stakeholders to understand what they're trying to do, how it's going to impact clinically, what are the biggest hit scenarios where we could strategically use it, what partner providers, right? Like, you just, hey, let's onboard AI everywhere. Like, really right now with AI changing so quickly, you need to find core partner providers on the clinical side and on the security side to make sure those controls and the improvements that you make have teeth and they don't sell out or belly up or change something significantly in the next 2 years that would significantly impact our improvement and our operations. So really, I would say, sum it up, is find your buddies. I call it your hype club, whatever you want to call it, which is the key stakeholders across your organization who would have a unique input to the challenge. So CFO, COO should be involved, CIO, medical officer, like all of them.
And I wanted to circle back. You had mentioned earlier about the, you know, the critical life-saving sorts of devices. And I also understand that you recently implemented a micro-segmentation for your 85,000 biomedical devices, including robotic surgery equipment. What can you tell us about what you did?
So we were taking a traditional approach, and I can take zero credit for this. I joke with our senior enterprise architect, Dan Dobsovic, that I was the hype girl on this, and I just high-fived them and bought them pizza. And it's funny because I have always learned from my leaders growing up that sometimes that is the best place for you, is just being there for support. But we actually went from a traditional approach that they had been trying to do for quite a few years and went to identity-based segmentation through essentially a partner provider and application. And so it really sped up time. We were able to finish our segmentation journey in 45 days, which is apparently like some new record. But really part of the biggest part of success there that I would say is going to be our architects' partnership with our networking side of the house and our IT non-security architects. He has spent years developing relationships back and forth, and so has my CISO. And really, again, the relationship building and the humanistic approach to leadership and design was probably our biggest success factor. And also, Elicity makes a phenomenal product, and the user interface and the integration is very easy for complex health systems because they understand our challenges.
Well, thank you so much, Krista. I've been speaking to Krista Arndt. I'm Marianne Kolbasuk-McGee of ISMG Corp. Thanks for listening.